This VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics formally kick off Friday night with a scaled-back opening ceremony because of COVID-19 precautions, but some events have already begun. COVID-19 continues to loom large over the Games. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the Games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled due to concerns over the pandemic. Mourners will pay their final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moïse Friday at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home in which he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under a heightened security since Moïse's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including three police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Another seven high-ranking police officials have been detained but not formally arrested as authorities investigate why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. The cleanup is underway in the storm-ravaged central Chinese city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed 33 people. Via remote, this is VOA News.